Takbir!
Allahu Akbar!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principles. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Welcome to today's Dawah Around the World. Who will defend the children of Ghouta? In light of the heartbreaking atrocities we see in Ghouta, the women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir have launched an online campaign under the title Who Will Defend the Children of Ghouta? Words cannot express the horrors that we are witnessing in this blessed land. Only within the first week, more than 500 people were killed, including 150 children, and the death toll continued to rise day after day. Men, women, children, babies in homes, shops, schools, hospitals, ambulances and markets have been the direct targets. It has left children buried in the rubble of buildings and forced to take refuge in caves, dugouts or the basement of their homes. As they wait, they turn to die. We see the utter destruction of this blessed land, our brothers and sisters being slaughtered, bracing themselves for the ground invasion by Assad's butchers and a massacre. Who will defend the sanctity of human life and shield of the believers? Who, on seeing this unimaginable scale of suffering, the international community, the UN, the regimes of the Muslim world do nothing but watch on, turning the other way, ignoring the bloodbath, and giving Assad and his criminal allies, these murderers of children, the license to continue the slaughter with impunity. They have taken a match to all their conventions on the protection of human life, human rights, and the rights of the child. Dr. Nasreen Nawaz, director of the women's section in the Central Media Office of Hizb ut-Tahrir, commented further.
This living hell is not enough to shake their conscience. For them, the rivers of blood formed from the children of Ghouta is a price worth paying for their blood-stained political interests in this region.
This proves we cannot place the slightest hope in any of these governments and leaders, be they the West, UN or Muslim world. They've proven they couldn't care less when they abandoned the children of Ghouta to their death, and when all their so-called peace initiatives, interventions and proposed solutions have only bought the butcher Assad time to maim, rape and kill the Muslims. Dr. Nasreen explains the importance of this campaign and what it hopes to achieve.
It will urge the Ummah and especially the people of power in the Muslim armies to establish with urgency the Khilafah based upon the method of the Prophethood, because it is this Islamic leadership alone which truly cares for the sanctity of human life and which will be the shield of the believers and which will put an end to this living hell as well as the slaughter and oppression of Muslims across the world.
The campaign kicked off with a Facebook Live public address by Dr. Nasreen, highlighting the importance of raising awareness for the solution of Ghouta. From there on, there's been many leaflets and articles issued for all to read, distribute and send the message far out and wide. Everyone was encouraged to plaster the logo of this campaign on their social media sites, Facebook, WhatsApp, Instagram, etc. A Twitter campaign, hashtag Save Ghouta, was used to share exclusive footage and images of those affected by the massacre on the ground. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَمَا لَكُمْ لَا تُقَاتِلُونَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالْمُسْتَضْعَفِينَ مِنَ الرِّجَالِ وَالنِّسَاءِ وَالْوِلْدَانِ الَّذِينَ يَقُولُونَ والولدان الذين يقولون ربنا أخرجنا من هذه القرية الظالم أهلها واجعل لنا من لدنك وليا واجعل لنا من لدنك نصيرا.
And what is the matter with you that you fight not in the cause of Allah and for the oppressed among men, women and children who say, Our Lord, take us out of this city of oppressive people and appoint for us from yourself a protector and appoint for us from yourself a helper. Surah Nisa, verse 75. How relevant is this ayah today? With the bombings raining down on the heads of the starving children of Eastern Ghouta, if there has ever been an urgency for the shield of our Ummah, it is now. To support this campaign, sharing its material far and wide and intensively carrying the dawah for the Khilafah should be the work of every Muslim to make Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's word the highest. Only the Islamic Khilafah system will end this bloodshed. Only the movement of an army will protect this Ummah from its oppressors. We pray for the speediness of the return of the Khilafah to safeguard the honor and dignity of the entire Muslim Ummah. Ameen. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.
Takbir!
Accounting the rulers.
We call you to Islam. We call you to the Sunnah.
Exposing the colonialist agendas.
No Muslim believes in these borders.
And showcasing the global call for the return of the Islamic way of life.
The Khilafah is an obligation from our Lord.
We have loyalty to principle. We believe in justice.
Everything will be in accordance to your deen.
Allahu Akbar.
This is Dawah Around the World.